Hey everybody, welcome back to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is Bermanology, and once more, it's a commitment edition of Bermanology. Today's guest is Ohio State's latest 2022 commitment linebacker, athlete, whatever you want to call him, from Olathe, Kansas, Desaun McCullough. Thanks, Desaun, for taking time and joining the show again. Last time we talked was 5 weeks ago, and you said then it could be any time whenever you felt ready, but there was always that underlying belief or underlying desire for it to be Ohio State, and now it finally is. How do you feel?
You know, I'm real excited to be able to play in Columbus, you know, kind of speechless right now, just enjoying the moment, you know, excited to be a Buckeye.
You know, when we started talking back, March or so, right when Ohio State offered you, you told me that Ohio was home for you. And that was really one of the driving forces in the interest in the Buckeyes. But then the relationships with Al Washington that you had, the relationship your father had with Kevin Wilson, etc. I know that it's probably feeling a little bit surreal, but is there like a way to express how good this feels for you? Because you've been kind of waiting for this moment for a few months.
You know, it feels great, you know, just to say that. Like, to say that, you know, I'm officially a Buckeye and that I'm all committed. I mean, it's a great feeling just to kind of be all in on a place and a place to really take you in. You know, there's a place I can call home now. So, man, there's not even too many words to explain it I could say right now. It's just a bunch of excitement going through my mind.
You know, you have not been on campus at Ohio State since they offered. Does it feel weird to say that that's home when you haven't been there? I mean, when you have never personally met any of these coaches, like shaking their hands or anything like that?
I mean, it actually doesn't really feel weird at all. Like, you know, for me being an Ohio kid anyway, you know, Ohio is home to me. So, you know, my parents met in Columbus. I was born in Cincinnati and lived the first 9 years of my life there. So, I mean, I can see how you could think it's a little weird because I haven't visited yet, but, you know, that's how strong of a bond I have with these coaches. You know, it's like it feels like I've already met them. You know, it feels like I know them that much.
If you can you take us through the conversation? For those watching, listening, Monday afternoon was the conversation with Ryan Day. What happened? What made that conversation different? Because, again, not to, you know, reveal too much behind the curtain, but you've kind of been ready to make this decision for the last month and a half or so. How did this conversation with Coach Day go, and how did they react when you finally said, hey, you know what, guys, I'm ready to go?
You know, Coach Day was beyond excited. You know, he was with his kid too, you know, in the car headed to his football practice. You know, he was beyond excited. Coach Combs was on there too, jumping up and down. So, you know, it felt like a real family celebration with them. Same with Coach Washington too. You know, he probably saw it coming more than any of them, just because, you know, he's the main person talking to me. He kind of saw my feelings towards everything. So, you know, it was a real special moment and something I definitely won't forget.
Did Ryan Day get an opportunity to tell you, like, what's changed in their mind? Because they had been a little bit, I don't want to say reluctant, but they were kind of asking you to be patient, right? Because they wanted to continue getting to know you. Did he say what made that conversation Monday, you know, a green light, I guess?
You know, he didn't exactly say, but, I mean, we could kind of like put two and two together and be like, you know, there's not going to be any visits happening anytime soon, it seems like. So that's probably off until the spring. So that leaves him to make some decisions. And, you know, he knew I wanted to be on board and I wanted to be a Buckeye. So it was just a great time to do it.
Who was more excited, you making the commitment or CJ Hicks when you finally told him that it was official?
Definitely CJ. I called CJ right after. He was going crazy in the car with his mom and a couple of his teammates. He was going crazy in the car. So he was definitely so excited. You know, he tweeted something right after that. So, I mean, it's going to be great playing with CJ.
You, CJ, and Gabe Powers, now all committed, three potential linebackers. I mean, again, we talked about before, you're 6'5", almost 6'6", 220 pounds. you're going to have to stay in that weight range probably at your size, or, you know, not get too big. But you guys have a potential to be a truly special group of linebackers in that class of 2022. Are you in those conversations with CJ, with Gabe, about who else has to be a part of that group?
You know, I feel like I'm in it just as much as CJ and Gabe, if not more. Me and CJ talk about it all the time. And, yeah, we definitely talk about who should be the fourth in that group, because it has to be someone special, just like how we think it is. You know, Coach Washington has ideas, too, obviously. You know, we kind of go based off of, you know, him, and, you know, we kind of go after him, basically. So we got some guys in mind, obviously, Sean Murphy being one of them. And, you know, just to be a real historical linebacker class for Ohio State.
You know, I think it's interesting, Dasan. In the last week, obviously, we watched as the Big Ten made an announcement that there would not be football played in the fall. And there was this idea, I think, out there from a lot of people that recruits such as yourself may find that to be a bit of a turnoff as towards Big Ten programs. But you seem to have a totally different opinion and feeling about that. Why is that?
Oh, yeah. I took it as a positive towards Ohio State. And it's because we saw firsthand the way Coach Ryan Day was fighting for these kids. You know, he was doing everything he literally could to try to get them to play. And, you know, that was something when I saw that, I was like, he's a real player's coach. You know, that gained a lot of respect for him. And, you know, obviously I gained a lot of respect for the program because they really came together, not just tweeting we want to play, but, you know, calls and actions, you know, with the petition I saw Justin Fields put up and everything like that. You know, it's stuff like that made it my feelings actually stronger towards Ohio State, and, you know, a place that I'm like, this is definitely a family atmosphere and somewhere I want to play.
And then in some ways, I mean, you watched a coach at Ohio State with Coach Washington sort of fight for you in the last couple months, right? Because I don't think you'd be committed today if he hadn't really continued to go to bat and say, hey, we need to get this kid in the class now. How unique is the relationship between you and Coach Washington? And, you know, where does it go from here to even get better?
Me and Coach Washington have a great relationship, you know, because he has been fighting for me for a while now. You know, he's been fighting for me, and that just means a lot, like coming from just a recruit, just to hear a coach saying, you know, really standing up for how bad he wants you. Like, that tells you a lot about a coach. And, you know, without a doubt, I want to play for Coach Washington for 3 to 4 years. And he's someone I know I'd work my tail off for. Definitely.
The last time we spoke, when you were on Bermanology in the beginning of July, you had mentioned that you were planning on visiting Ohio and going to see some family in Cincinnati. Did that happen? Did you get a chance to get back home?
No, it didn't happen. And it was because of the cases starting to jump back up and everything, specifically Ohio and Youngstown, where I would have been for a good part of it, you know, starting to jump up a lot. So I didn't get to. But, you know, since I'm doing online school and everything like that, I wouldn't doubt if I got up there just, you know, see my family during this fall time after football.
You know, Sean Murphy has family, you know, in Youngstown as well.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I think both of our dads are from there.
What happens now for you in this class, Dasan? I mean, you're the fifth commitment in the class, the first one that doesn't currently live in Ohio. You're watching as the 21 class is the best in the country and still building towards what they hope is a historic group. How do you guys as a group build? What do you do different than anyone else? Where do you make this class the best you can make it?
You know, I think it's not about collecting the most 5 stars or the most 4 stars or something like that. You know, obviously that plays a part in creating one of the best classes. We're going to get the best fits for Ohio State. You know, we're going to get the best people and the best players for Ohio State, too. And that's what's going to be different about this class. We're not just going to end with the number one class, because we're going to do that, too. But it's going to be filled with the best players and the best people, too. And that's what's going to make us different from every other college.
You know, I'm interested in your opinion on this because, you know, a few days ago, Quinn Ewers, the country's number one ranked quarterback, committed to Texas kind of out of the blue. He was considering Ohio State as one of his real early finalists. But, like, for you, Ohio State was that sort of dream school. and Texas was always that for Quinn. There was a lot of people, I think, getting worried that your recruitment may go a different way because of a player like Quinn making that early decision. Do you think that you and CJ and Gabe and Tegra and Jair, like, that you have the ability to really open the door or open people's eyes about Ohio State if they may not have otherwise thought it?
You know, I feel like definitely if you're a defensive player and you look at who we have committed as of right now, it'd be hard not to put us in the conversation. You know, definitely as of right now, we have the number one defensive class. If you look at who we have committed, it's not even a question. So, I mean, I feel like the impact that not just I have, but CJ with recruiting and Jair too and Gabe and everybody is really going to bring in a historical class altogether, but probably the best defensive class Ohio State has had too.
Well, we look forward to watching you guys work and get it built, Dasan. And, you know, since right now Missouri is still planning to play football, we're going to look forward to seeing you work on the field here in the next few weeks as well. Letterman Row is going to make sure we get out and see you in person and on the field. So congratulations on your decision. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us and what I know is a busy day for you. For everyone out there watching, that's Dasan McCullough. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Row. Thanks for watching. We will catch you next time.